It's good to hear a clear gospel message. And I'm just going to read a few verses in the Bible and say a few things about that. So we'll start with the book of Ezekiel. And Mark, is that good? This mic good, Mark? That's good. Ezekiel chapter number 18. What got me thinking about this kind of has, you folks would know, but there was a while ago we had people here from other countries. They're working here and they were going back to usually Mexico, I think it was. And we had been having a few gospel meetings in their language, and at the end of it, as I was nearing the last day that they were here, I went to them, and it was probably the last time I would be going to see them, as far as I know. And I went to them and I asked them, I said, will I see you in heaven? Will you be there in heaven? And I asked that question, and some of them kind of, and I just let them think about it. And I'm going to ask you this question. If tonight was the last night that I see you, will I meet you in heaven? Will you be in heaven? And previously we had another gentleman here, and I asked him that question. And I said, will I meet you in heaven? Will I see you in heaven? I don't know if I'll meet you again. You're going away soon. Will I meet you in heaven? You've never heard the gospel. We grow up in it. We've, ever since I can remember, a lot of people here, ever as long as we can remember, we've grown up. We've known that Jesus came down from heaven. He died on a cross for sinners, and I was the sinner that he died for. We heard the story. He was buried. He rose again. And he's in heaven and he's coming again for those who are redeemed. And he never heard this until he came here to this country. And now he's leaving. And so I asked him, are you going to be in heaven? Will I see you in heaven? And his response, I hope so. Would that be your response? I hope I'll make it. Somehow I'll make it. Well, let's look at a few verses in the Bible. Ezekiel chapter number 18, I believe. I'm just going to make sure. All right. I get the right. When you start up here, you don't know what you're looking at. So Ezekiel 18 and verse number 4. Behold, all souls are mine, as the soul of the Father, so is the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Let's go down to verse number 20. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The Son shall not bear the iniquity of the Father, neither shall the Father bear the iniquity of the Son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. But I want to just back to the first of the verse. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Let's turn over to Hebrews, please. Hebrews chapter number 9. So this is the first thing I'm thinking about. And it's that pillar behind me called death. Hebrews 9 and verse number 27. Maybe we should read back a bit. Verse 24. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Nor yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest entereth into the holy place every year with the blood of others. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. In other words, if he had to offer himself the same as the high priest, he would have to offer himself many times. But now, once in the end of the world, hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. And so the first thing I'm going to think about is an appointment to die. An appointment that you have, and I have, and everybody has, that has an appointment to die. We could read in Ecclesiastes. I'm not going to. Just going to mention it is a time to die. Let's look over to 1 Peter chapter number 1. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 18. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. For you. So I'm going to read that section again. You know, I did a search. I said, how long does gold last? Just do a search on Google. Take it home, do whatever. And you know what it comes up with? Gold will last, pure gold will last forever. It will last your lifetime. It will last many lifetimes. This is exactly what I read from my search. And you know what the Bible says? It said it will not rust or corrupt. That's what it said on the result. I said, wow. Let's see what the Bible has. For ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold. Compared to the precious blood of the Lord Jesus, gold and silver, it's corruptible. Absolutely worthless compared to the Lord Jesus Christ. Just compare, it's actually almost a contrast. The Lord Jesus Christ and the most valuable metal that we have in the world today. Gold is not to be compared with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, because he was as of a lamb, without blemish and without spot. But in this section, the appointment that I'm thinking about here is that the Lord Jesus had an appointment to come into the world to take your place and my place on the cross of Calvary. Isn't that crazy? To think that we had the problem of sin. We read earlier, the wages of sin is death. The result of sin, you work and you get paid. Well, that's wages. But the wages of sin, you sin, you are going to die. And the Bible speaks about that. And after death, the judgment. We don't like to think about death. We don't like to think about sin. We don't like to think about things that are contrary or bad. But the Bible speaks of them right plain. And when the Bible speaks the truth, often right beside it, there's absolute wonderful news. It's like, as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. That's awful news. But then keep reading. So Christ was once offered. He had an awful appointment for him. He was once offered to bear the sins of many. Well, that's good news if it takes you in. He was once offered to bear the sins of many. We heard about this, but the wages of sin is death. That's awful. But then the good news, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Do you have eternal life? Do you have a home in heaven? Do you have your sins forgiven? Is it a, I don't know if I'll be in heaven? Is a, I hope I'll be in heaven? Is it, if I work enough, God will might maybe accept me into heaven? No, God will never accept you on your merits alone. God will never accept you on your merit alone. He will only accept you based on what Christ has done on the cross of Calvary. He will only accept that. That's the only way anybody will make it into heaven. By ourselves, none of us are going to heaven. All by ourselves, we are destined for hell. There's an Australian group. They rock, if you like, really hard rock. They really made this verse. It was really depicting the awfulness of the road that they were traveling to get to one popular location in Australia. Apparently, I don't know how the... I've never been there. But they wrote that verse. And I wonder what they really knew they were writing. When they said, I'm on the highway to hell. And he wrote that, and it became so popular around the world. And people wonder, maybe he saw the two roads turn. I'm on the highway to hell. And you can imagine, if he only knew the truth of that, that those words that he wrote, if he's not born again, if he's not going to heaven, he's on the highway to heaven, to hell. And if you're not saved, you're on the highway to hell as well. Not just a physical road that's hard to travel and many accidents that happen, but you're on a real path, a spiritual path that's downward. And it's going to end up in hell. Once you pass that pillar of death, that's an appointment nobody wants to keep. Nobody wants to make that appointment. Everyone wants to put that off as long as they can. And they try to keep themselves youthful as much as possible. They have exercise and they take the vitamins and they do the right thing and they blah, 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 blah. And they do everything they can to keep themselves living as long as possible to put off the inevitable, and that is death. But for the Christian, death is like a door. Death is just like a door, and we're not on the highway to hell. Not because of our merit. When the Lord Jesus saved us, he put us on the road to heaven. Oh, we are going up. And when we go up and we pass through that pillar of death, for us, it's just an entrance into heaven. And can you imagine what it must be like to go, to leave this place and to enter into heaven? But for you, your sins, not forgiven? Your sins on you? Oh, your sins were paid for. And it's an awful, tremendous gift that's offered to you. But if you have never accepted the gift personally, you see at Christmas time, you see your gift with your name on it. It's ripping. We don't know what's inside, but it has your name on it. And if you don't open that gift, it will never be yours. Oh, it's really yours. But when you make it yours, you take it to yourself. You take it to yourself and open it up and say, wow, just what I was looking for. Or, oh, just what I asked for. How did you know? Oh, and that's just like the Lord Jesus. He knew exactly what we needed. He knew we're on the highway to hell. He knew we're going down. He knew because of our sin, we have an appointment with death. That awful separation when a soul separates from the body. And if you're not saved, you'll be separated from God eternally. But that's why the Lord Jesus was foreordained before the foundation of the world, before the whole world was created. Oh, the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven said, oh, I'm ready to go. When that point comes, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to step into time. I'm ready to go into that world and live among people that are going to hate me and despise me and mistreat me. I'm willing to give myself for them. I'm willing to die on the cross, and I'm willing to bear their punishment, bear their sin in my own body on the tree. And the soul, why? I want to open a way. I want to open up another way. I want to be that way to heaven. I want to be so that anyone who accepts me can have eternal life. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus? Has there been a time in your life when, oh, it's so nice that Jesus is the Lord Jesus. He's my Savior. Is He your Savior? You know, I remember. I'll never forget when I went underneath the pool, under the water, and I tried to come up, and there was two inner tubes, the small, and I got my head stuck under one of them, and the other one was pushing the first one down, and it was keeping my head underwater. And every time I tried to come up, couldn't do it. Back under, it pushed me underneath the water. And I started thinking, well, this could be bad really quick. And I started thinking, maybe I can save myself. Maybe I'll get the attention of everybody else and I'll start splashing. And I started kind of doing everything. And I thought, maybe if no one's out, been out of the pool, what if they're inside the house? And I said, oh, well, I said, the pool is only so long. And if I paddle as long as I can, I'm either going to die or I'm going to reach the edge of the pool. And that's how I started. But I wasn't saved myself. My sister come in, boof, off my head, and I go, that was nice. And I remember when she saved me from that. And I'll never forget that. Well, you remember when you were saved from your sins? When the Lord Jesus rescued you? When you realized, I'm the sinner that's on the highway to hell, but the Lord Jesus took me off of that road and He put me on the road, narrow road to heaven. Maybe you're not the sinner that you think you are. You think you're not as bad as a sinner as everybody else. Well, the problem is there's no one good. There's not one good person in the world. Every one of us is disqualified from heaven. You're disqualified. I'm disqualified. And we need rescue. We need someone to take us off this road. And we were on there ourselves. Started with Adam and Eve. And everyone down has been on that road, including you in our meeting tonight. And we want you to just trust the Lord Jesus. Put your weight on Him. You never thought of anything of just coming in and sitting on these chairs or anything. Yesterday we were in Alberta, and we're watching everything going on, and we're having our supper, and we saw a boat. I said, that looks like Michael. And sure enough, there it was. And him and a bunch of people, you know, those people that were with him, well, they were there, and they were all on the boat. They weren't wondering if that boat was going to sink. They weren't thinking, oh, we can't really. And they were just, no one had a life jacket on that was... Maybe we should take another boat along with us. And no, absolutely. They were putting their trust in the boat. Just like you need to put your trust in the Lord Jesus. Don't worry about your trust. Don't think about the Lord. Don't think about your believing. Think about the Lord Jesus. Tell me, did the Lord Jesus do enough to save me? Did He die? When He died on the cross, did it really happen? Did He really take my sin? Not about you. You just think about me. All of my sins in the past. Perhaps any sins today. And all the sins in the future. Did He take all of my sin? Is it good enough? How about other people who are saved that you know? Was it good enough for them? They're on the way to heaven. They're going to heaven. They're going to be there, and you quite know their life is quite different. Is that good enough for you? Has that? Well, we all have an appointment. How will it be with you? Will you be in heaven at that, when that appointment comes? And you cross over. Will it be a good news? He's in heaven. He was saved. There's a gentleman here. He's only a teenager. Cancer. We heard he died, but we heard he was saved. Reading a Bible. My, just so close to death. And he got saved. He was rescued by the Lord Jesus. Oh, I love the fact that the Lord Jesus doesn't care where your background is, where you're from. He doesn't care whether you're rich or poor or anything. He knows that you're a sinner and you need salvation, and he wants to save you. He wants to rescue you. I love that song. I wish maybe we could sing it. I don't know. But I just love the fact that he left the splendors of heaven. Can we sing the first verse?
He left the splendors of heaven. No.
Preacher used to say, Mr. Beam, why so much for so little? And yet he still came. We're going to close the meeting soon. You have this appointment. One more thing I want to think about. It's in the book of 2 Corinthians and chapter number 6. I'm going to read it. Because this is the time. Verse number 2. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Not today, not in a couple hours, right now. If you had to make your decision right now, I'm going to either accept Christ, I'm going to reject Christ. I'm going to put it off, that's rejection. Which would it be? If I came right to you, right to your seat, right now. The one who loved you. The one who gave himself for you. He suffered so much. Tell me what your answer will be as we close our meeting. Make the right decision. Because this could be the last meeting. And don't make it I hope I'll make it to heaven. I wonder, maybe I will. If you're trusting in yourself, not good enough. Not even a hope so. It's a guarantee. Highway to hell. But if you're trusting in Christ, guaranteed. 100%. You can't get any more sure. You'd be in heaven. And so I asked the question at the beginning. I'm going to ask it right now. Will I meet you? You. In heaven. Shall we pray? Father in heaven, we're thankful for the Lord Jesus. We wonder that He would ever come into this world to provide a way of salvation. And it meant that He had to go to an awful cross. And He had to bear sins that were not His own. He had none. He couldn't sin. And now it comes to the responsibility of those that are listening, that whether they will accept the message, accept the Lord Jesus, or refuse Him another time. This could be the last time. And so we pray for help, and we thank Thee for Thy goodness to us, and we ask Thee for help. In the name of our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, amen.